Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, better early than late, so you local linkmen can plan ahead. Rick Shear, longtime tournament director and promoter for years for the Medalist Tournament, tells me, a different touch has been added to the 19th annual event coming up in June.
We're doing something different. We're using a new course this year for the first round, Martinsville Golf Club. I took a vote of the golfers last year what course they wanted to see this year in addition to Cascades, and Martinsville was the overwhelming winner.
What do we got again, 36-hole stroke play?
36-hole stroke play, round one at Martinsville, round two at Cascades. The entry forms will be available in about a week in paper form.
Okay.
And the divisions will be men's, seniors, 50 and older, super seniors, 60 and older, women and juniors. And the way things have gone lately with the golfing world, senior and super senior division is bigger than the men's. And the deadline will be the 7-8 days before the tournament.
That is Medalist Tournament Director and Promoter Rick Shear. The dates are June the 13th, by the way, at the new venue, the Martinsville Golf Club, up the road, and the following day then at the Cades. And as Rick was mentioning, those paper entry forms should be out sometime next week. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6, a little Masters review with the young Mr. Spieth, the Pacers, and lots more. Reds and Cubs game 3 tonight, Wrigley Field, 8 o'clock pregame. And by the way, we will be carrying the first two games of the Cardinals series from Busch starting at 8:05 Friday night and 2:05 the pregame coming up on Saturday. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, much like Chris Lemonis' baseball Hoosiers last weekend, also making the climb up the ladder within the Big Ten, Lynn Loring's women tennis Hoosiers. Up to 6 they are, closing out the regular season this weekend with a road match at Wisconsin on Friday, and then Seniors Day celebrated Sunday out on the varsity courts against Minnesota. What the expansion did this season within the league is, you got to stay within the top 10, and the Hoosiers made a big-time move from 9th to 6th with those identical wins over Maryland and Rutgers last weekend.
You're right. We started with 5 matches on the road, so we knew all the home ones were going to be really, really important. And these were 2 matches that were winnable for us, and we played well. Maryland went on that weekend and beat Purdue, who's ranked ahead of us at Purdue. So the Maryland win was a little bigger than we thought it was.
Talk a little now about Katie Kleisig. You know, the last time you had a co-athlete or even a Big Ten athlete of the week, it was Carolyn Chupa back in April of 2013. But Katie's paid her dues, and boy, you talked about how key that weekend was, Lynn, and she did a little of both, perfect in singles, perfect in doubles.
Katie's really been a great kid for us. She climbed all the way up and played number one last year and number one this year, and has done a great job in singles and doubles. Really deserving. I mean, just brings to the practice every day, works really hard, very good sport, is a very fair line call. You know, we're going to really miss her next year because she's added so much to our program, and again, it's a key to her hard work, and it's really showing how much she's improved while she's been at Indiana.
That's the dean of IU coaches, the veteran himself, who's your women's head coach, Lynn Loring, and again, congrats out to the co-Big Ten Player of the Week senior, Katie Kleisig. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.